Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Dan Issel and Mike Pratt, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Dan and Mike.
And welcome in. This is Sports Talk with Mike Pratt and Dan Issel on ESPN Louisville. And can you not hear?
I cannot hear. I'm plugged in. No, wait, hold a second. I got my iPad
does
plugged
that
in, but
process, does it help to be plugged in when you're if you want to hear on your?
That seems like a something
I'm
that would be
in,
required.
I still can't hear.
You still can't hear.
How about that?
Now you are plugged in?
I'm plugged in, yeah. Yeah.
This is a terrible way to start the show.
It is. It just pulled
right
out.
You know, what about this? And this is a radical idea.
Uh-oh.
But what about if you put your headset on before the show started to see if it worked? Uh-oh. Process to the rescue.
Now they
try those.
Let's see here.
Try those. Now can you hear? Tasting. One,
yeah,
two, three.
I can hear now.
Tasting. One, two, three, four. Tasting.
That means I'm having problems with my headset?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
That $100 headset.
I know. They weren't cheap. That's what I'm thinking. What the heck? You know. I guess I got to hang around for the second show, and maybe at halftime here in our show, I'll do it. So.
There you go. All right, we're all ready to go. 5 minutes late, but here we are.
It's all about the headset.
That's
baby.
Right. Well, if you can't hear, it's hard to do the show if you can't hear. I'll vouch for that.
I was plugged in, and I wondered why. I asked Process, "What cuts do we have?"
Yeah,
and he's talking to me like he should. And I can't hear anything. I'm thinking, what? So evidently, I unplugged it while I was rattling around
So you've got a bad headset. Then.
I know. I mean, that's, you know, for $100, that's not fair.
Absolutely.
I mean, geez, we got to work on that somehow. Maybe there's a button on the headset that you push and it automatically works.
Could be. Have your grandchildren check it out. They'll get it working.
Oh. Well, I tell you what, Process, if you can find that deal with Tubby and Mitch, it'd be cool, because that is a really a neat thing.
Now, I didn't see it. You said it was on Twitter?
Yep, it's passed around all social media.
Okay.
But Process has got it. Mitch Barnhart called Tubby Smith to tell him that they were going to retire a jersey in his honor at Rupp Arena. And this is kind of how it went.
Whoa! Hey there. Whoa! That was a scary face there for a minute. What's going on, Mitch?
How are you, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, thank you for having us back. You know, I know you probably had a lot to do with that too. So I appreciate it, Mitch. Okay.
Well, heck, we're so excited, man, for a couple reasons. And number one, we wanted to get on this call because December 31st, the day we get to have you and Donna and the High Point family up here to participate in a really cool game in December. But there's another reason we're going to have you up here, and I wanted to catch you on the phone today and make sure that you were the first to hear it. You're a Hall of Famer in our book and already. And I went down to Rupp earlier today, and I looked up in the rafters, and there's 44 banners in the rafters. And I'm going to tell you that on December 31st, there's going to be 45.
Wow.
And we're going to add one Tubby Smith to the rafters of Rupp Arena.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, we're absolutely excited about that, man. The committee voted you in, and we're going to raise the banner that night with you and your family if you'll come and be a part of it.
Thank you, Mitch. I think so. That's very humbling. And I'm certainly grateful to have had the opportunity to lead that program, and some wonderful people there, wonderful fans. You can't find a better people. You know that now. And they love their – they've got a passion for the game, and not just basketball, but for the Wildcats, period. So thank you for doing that. Thank you, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, they love you so much, and we all do, and we're just excited that we get to do it, and it'll be a really, really fun night. We have a lot of fun with it. We hope that friends and family, you tell us who you want there and how you want it.
Y'all have enough tickets for my family? You know I got 17 brothers.
Yeah, we got plenty. We'll figure that out. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Hey, it'll be an empty town in Scotland, Maryland. No,
it'll be great. We're going to have a great time, and there's so many people. I've mentioned it to a couple folks quietly, and they said, oh, my word, we're going to have fun. And so we'll play a little basketball, but we're going to have a lot of fun watching that banner go up. So it'll be a great time. Please give Miss Donna a hug for us. We look forward to seeing you guys in December.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All the best, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
Well, let's you know what? I got Tubby's number. We had him on earlier.
Yeah. In fact, he forgot about us, and I think we caught him on the golf course, didn't we? Wasn't he playing golf?
He was on the first tee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And his playing partners were saying, come on, get off the phone. It's time to tee off. But maybe we can catch him in his office or something. But that's very cool. That's I didn't realize there were that many. 45 people in the rafters? Not exactly an exclusive club, is it?
No, I really I
had no idea.
I mean,
I've never counted them, but I had no idea there were that many people.
I didn't either, and I never sat and counted them either. But I will tell you, Tubby Smith deserves to be up there.
Oh, no question. I mean, he won a national championship. He was the head coach when they won. Now people will say, well, he did it with Rick's players. I don't care. He won a national championship. He deserves to be up there because unlike what some people think today, the idea of playing basketball at Kentucky is to win national championships, not to see how many guys you can put in the NBA.
True.
And so having been the coach of a national championship team, absolutely he deserves to be up there.
Well, that precedent has been set with Adolph and Joe B.
Yep.
And Patino and now Tubby. And one day Calipari will be up there. He's won one, and maybe
absolutely.
He'll win another.
Yep.
But, you know, Tubby was such a good guy in the community. He was really a good guy in the community, and so was Donna. And for all of that, you take away the NCAA tournament and just live on the rest of his record and what he did in that community, what he did around the country representing UK, you got to say he belongs up there.
Absolutely. And this is going to be – not only will this be a special night for Tubby and for his family, but this will be a special night for his players. I can't imagine there's too many players on High Point that will continue their basketball careers after they play in college. And so, you know, to be able to say they played against Kentucky and played in Rupp Arena – that'll be a high point for them too. Get it? High point for them.
I got the correlation. I think. Although I've been to High Point, it's not the High Point.
It's not
in North
the High
Carolina.
Point. Fortunately, I've never been to High Point.
Oh, it's a pretty little town.
Isn't
oh
it?
Yeah, the middle of North Carolina is really a pretty area, and that is a pretty area. So. Well,
congratulations to Tubby. That's well deserved, and that'll be a big, big night for the Smith family.
Well, Process, I guess, can you hear us? Okay. Because, you know, I've got your headset. I was conscious of the fact that I have your headset.
Yeah, I just can't talk to you guys.
That's not all bad.
Touché.
Well, you have to get a headset before we do Wiley Wednesday.
That's right. I'm looking.
You're on a hot streak. Yeah. You got almost all of them last week. So
do we have anything from the world of Process that you want to talk about before we get into Wiley Wednesdays? Hey, I understand. I got a texter.
Yeah.
That let us know that the Sweeney man was trashing us yesterday afternoon.
Really?
Because we were talking about Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
How good he is.
Yeah.
And
Sweeney doesn't think he's good.
He thinks he's better than Jim Brown.
Oh.
Said he would take Henry over Jim Brown.
Oh man.
Are you kidding me?
Now Sweeney's one of those guys that thinks it's more important to put people in the NBA than to win national championships. That's where his mentality is. Yeah, so
those young pups, they don't get it. They don't get it.
No.
And if you've never seen Jim Brown run the ball, then you can't make a statement like that, because he was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing ball runner.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best that's ever played. I mean, I guess you could say Walter Payton was close, but you might even say he was better. But you'd be wrong, because Jim Brown's the best that's ever done it.
The kid played with Detroit. Oh, such a good runner.
Sanders.
Barry Sanders, pretty good, too.
No, yeah. And he.
Gale Sayers. Let's go back to Gale Sayers.
Yep. No, you're right. I remember Gale Sayers getting 5 touchdowns one time when I was watching the Bears play. He was special. I don't think you can put Derrick Henry in the same company as any of those 4.
I wouldn't. Obviously, no. Sweeney is. He has that.
Yeah.
He's debating us about that on his show here in the afternoon. So we had to give him a shout out and tell him that he was wrong. Don't you just love to tell people they're wrong?
No. Yeah. And he's wrong more than most. So, I mean, you know, we're not getting a maiden there. He's been wrong before.
Today is media day at UK, I believe.
Yesterday was U of L. I listened to a little bit of, you know what's frustrating for me? Process, you're in this industry. Can you hear me? Why, when they have press conferences, why don't they have a microphone so that you can hear the question? I mean, you know, they do these. I was listening on the way home yesterday. I was listening to Coach Mack's press conference, and there's just dead air. And then all of a sudden, he gives the answer. And, you know, you have no idea what the question was. You don't have any idea if he's giving a legitimate answer or if it's coach speech. Is that very difficult to do?
You used to have one you could just pass around.
Yeah. At least.
And you had a person that carried the mic and gave it to different people, right?
But that makes those press conferences very difficult to listen to, in my estimation. I'd like to know what the questions were before I hear the answer.
I tend to agree.
Yeah. See if you can fix that, will you?
I'll get right on it.
Well, tomorrow we have Mac clips we want to talk about. But today is at 1 o'clock, the media day in Lexington at the Memorial Coliseum. And Calipari will address the press between
kind of like the State of the Union when the president goes before Congress.
And I want to tell you what.
And when if the president's a Democrat, all the Republicans sit there like zombies, and all the Democrats give them standing ovations every 2 seconds. And then if the president's Republican, it's reversed. So it's nice that there's no political. In this State of the Union, it's nice that everybody will be excited to hear what he has to say.
And you would be surprised the depth of media at this kickoff. I mean, it's a room full. They have a media room in the old Coliseum, which you can walk right in out of the crowd.
Now, how do you get credentials to
you
that?
You call up our friend Miss Deb Moore. Eric Lindsay.
But, I mean, are they easy to get? Because, well, I mean, like these podcast things, I get 5 requests a week. People want me to go on their podcast that I never heard of. And, you know, I think most of them are in their parents' basement. And they have a podcast now. So, you know, can anybody get in? Or do you have to be with a recognized media outlet? How does that work?
Well, to your point about the podcast, I get some of those calls also, and that's completely independent of what, say, we're trying to do here or somebody else is doing.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure that there are some podcasts. I've never listened to a podcast in my life. I'm sure there are some that are very, very good. I know one of my favorite media people is Tony Kornheiser, and I know he has a podcast, so I'm sure that's very entertaining. But, you know, Joe from Spiderweb, Kentucky, I don't know how entertaining that podcast is.
Here's the rough breakdown. It's 5% are good, 10% are bearable, and 85% are trash.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. That's kind of what I thought.
85% are trash? Really?
It's such an oversaturated thing, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of unprofessional people just talking about nonsense.
Yeah, well.
That would have been my guess about those percentages. I would have. That's exactly what I would have thought.
Well, the shots have been fired here by the texters. Andy got credentials, so I think they're easy. The Sweeney man. Well, you can play the Dan Issel card and get in. That ain't no big deal.
Yeah.
But everybody else has to register through Miss Deb Moore.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I am going to Lexington this afternoon. Yeah, however, I have something planned that's a lot more entertaining than going to the UK media day.
All right. You got your point across, brother. You got your point across.
It has to do with a bugle.
And silks.
Exactly.
But basketball started to crank up, man. We had the ACC in Louisville. Now we've got, I think the SEC comes up either.
I think it already happened because I read someplace where UK is favored.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Was that the SEC media day?
I don't. They may have announced it
because
there.
I did see reading the Herald Leader this morning.
Yeah,
I did see where the SEC media people have said Kentucky's the favorite, and was Alabama pick second?
I think Alabama. No, I think Alabama was.
It was
second.
One of the two. Oh. Yeah.
But I got the email from the league office in Birmingham.
Ooh.
And I
you're on the email list?
Yeah, man.
You keep talking about playing the Dan Issel card. I think I'd like to play the Mike Pratt card. What did the email from the SEC have to say?
Well, it talked about just all the different
other than no golf balls being allowed in athletic
exactly,
events.
Exactly. No golf balls and LSU was second place. Okay, they were picked second.
LSU? Yep.
Oh, I think that. Yeah.
No, that can't be right. It's either Alabama or Arkansas.
LSU's got some players. No, I think it is Alabama. They were talking about the all preseason conference.
Right.
Team.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Little Wheeler transfer from Georgia, was picked on the first team, and second team. Kellen Grady, grad transfer, junior forwards Keon Brooks and Oscar Swebwe on the second team.
So we've got one guy on the first team and three guys on the second team?
Correct. And
Brooks, we ought to be, if that's the case, we ought to be favored to win the SEC.
And Brooks and Wheeler on the second team, receive each one vote for the first team. So Sevier Wheeler carries a lot of weight in the SEC based on what he did last year, okay? And I've watched him for a couple years now, and I'm interested to see how that plays out. And here's why.
Well, but you have said he can't hit water if he's shooting out of a boat. I mean, that doesn't – how if you can't shoot the ball, and speaking of not shooting the ball, are the wheels coming off in Philadelphia? We'll have to talk about that later. We said yesterday that's not going to end well, and it's going right down the tube.
You could do a podcast on that.
But how can a guy who can't shoot be first team all SEC?
Well, you know, he led the conference in assists, I believe.
Yeah.
And here's where I think it'll be an interesting, you know, you talk about the game within the game. Okay. So Calipari likes big guards. Everybody knows that. He likes guards with big wingspans.
Like Ty-Ty.
Ty-Ty, yeah.
In my mind, that would be the
classic
the
Calipari.
Ideal. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So Wheeler is so good at beating people off the bounce and getting paint touches, Mr. Issel. Mm-hmm. Paint touches. Mm-hmm. You would have liked to play with Wheeler because he gets into that paint. Now, he's got a nice little runner. But he's looking for people. And I remember over the last couple of years at Georgia, he the guys weren't ready for the passes or didn't want them. And the kid put pressure on the defense by going to the paint off the bounce. And he was forced maybe to try to shoot the ball more than they would have liked. But a lot of that has to do with the guys he's playing with.
Yeah,
and I think
that's a great point.
You know, I think he's going to have more guys now. So it'll be interesting how Calipari understands and has a feel for his lack of height, okay, which is one of Calipari's favorite situations at the guard spot. Will Calipari adjust and play this kid? Will he be good enough? Here, Calipari, he'll be good enough, I'll predict this, to play if he can get paint touches, hit a couple runners, but find the open guy on the perimeter. If he can do that consistently and he'll the defense play. Doesn't make him shoot the ball from the outside, he's going to play.
A lot.
Yeah. He's going to play.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, when I visited with Cal a month or so ago, I asked him one of the questions I asked, and you don't want to ask a lot of questions because it's really none of my business, but one question I specifically asked him was, can Wheeler and Ty play together? And he looked at me and he said, Ty's a basketball player, which meant yes. So I think you'll see Washington and Wheeler on the floor together a lot.
Yeah, and Mintz will make a very interesting third guard because, you know, you bring a guy off the microwave, Vinnie Johnson at Detroit was just one that comes to mind. But all really good teams have had a guy or two that can ignite the offense off the bench. So saying that, Mintz can do that now. Mintz can hit a big shot. He did last year, led the team in scoring. Him coming off the bench as a third guard.
10 points a game?
No, he was 11 or 12.
Wow.
Well, but to your point about Sevier Wheeler.
He used to have 10 points before the national anthem was over.
Just write 10 points down in the book.
Exactly.
Wheeler was fifth in the country in assists per game and total assists ranked third. So the guy can deal the ball.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
What's going to be interesting is I think if he can get up underneath people defensively and bother them, the other point guard, or maybe play some passing.
Yeah, because that's why Cal likes big guards. It's for that end of the floor, not necessarily on the offensive end, right?
Yep. That's exactly what he wants him for. So it'll be – but, again, how I feel about Wheeler is I like the things we talked about. If we put the right people around him, he did not have the right people around him at Georgia. Mm-hmm. The kid that was number one pick in the draft 2 years ago, the guard – he went to Minnesota. He was a really talented kid. He really could shoot it with great range.
Oh, yeah, the kid that left after 1 year. Yeah. Edwards.
Edwards.
Yeah.
But, you know, he wasn't – when you played Georgia, you just tried to deny that pass to him and make somebody else shoot. Mm-hmm. So you took a guy who could convert a pass from Wheeler out of the offense, not every time, but a lot of times.
Right.
And then Edwards would have a habit of standing just in one spot. Okay, spectating, we used to call it.
Yep.
And once they got him to move around, Wheeler became more effective. But Edwards liked to stand and watch and then catch and shoot. But I think Wheeler's an interesting story on this ball club for all the reasons we talked about.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun to watch. And as you say, it starts pretty soon.
Oh, man, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. We'll have the blue-white game Friday, have a couple toughies with Miles College.
Miles College.
Yeah, don't even ask me. And Kentucky Wesleyan. Yeah.
I know. Now, that one I've heard of.
Yeah. Well,
that one I've heard.
You know, Wayne Chapman, Rex's dad, had great success down there.
Absolutely.
And that's a nice little practice game.
They call those exhibition games, right?
Practice games.
Those don't count toward your record or the stats don't count. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the first real game then is Duke?
Duke Blue Devils.
Have you heard yet if you're going to travel?
Have not heard a thing. But I think it sounds like, talking with Tom the other night, we probably will have to be wrapped up like a mummy and make the trip that way.
Well, New York, of course, you've been vaccinated, so that won't be a problem. But, yeah, so you'll be going to the Big Apple.
Yes, is anything you would like me to do? You like me to go to Belmont and play some bets?
No.
You remember when New York, and I know we're looking at the bottom of the hour, you remember when they had all the OTBs?
Yeah.
It was the first off.
Yeah, but they were nasty places.
Oh, they were, yeah.
You couldn't sit down. They had TVs, and the only track they got was the New York track.
Was Belmont.
Yeah, whatever track, Aqueduct or Saratoga, yeah. Whatever. And you went in there, and I mean, it was some of the most disgusting-looking people. And, you know, there we were standing right in the middle of them. Did I ever tell you my Don Zimmer story?
Well, no, wait a minute, but yeah. There always was paper on the floor.
Oh, yeah, okay. They were filthy.
Yeah,
Places were filthy.
And they had maybe two, three at the most cashiers.
And they were behind, like, bulletproof glasses. It was awful. There were two places. There was one down by Wall Street, and there was one on the east side where you could get a table and get something to eat, something to drink. But most of the OTBs were just...
Well, the one under the garden.
Yeah.
In the trains.
Grand Central Station, yeah.
That was a dump, but there are always people in it.
Yeah.
Zimmer show.
Yeah, so I got to know Don Zimmer was with the Rockies for a while.
Okay.
And, of course, he had been with the Cubs, and I got to know him a little bit, hanging out at the OTB in Denver, as a matter of fact. And so we're in New York, and we've got an off day. And I'm standing in one of these awful, nasty places watching the races from Belmont, and I feel somebody rub up against my leg. And so I don't want to look. I don't even want to look. So I scoot over a couple steps, and pretty soon I feel somebody rubbing on my leg, and I look over, and it's Don Zimmer. He's in town to play the Mets, and we're there to play the Knicks, I presume, and we happen to run into the same OTB.
Funny guy, but a strange way to say hello to somebody.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah. It scared me to death. I thought some homeless guy was rubbing up against me.
Well, we are presented, the Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt, by Stockton Mortgage. Life can come at you fast. Unanticipated debt, student loans, the credit card you're chipping away at, with home values on the rise in most areas. Now may be the time to cash out and refinance on your mortgage. You may have more equity than you think. And with the historically low interest rates here for now, don't miss out on the opportunity to realize or utilize your home's equity to knock out some of those high interest debts that weigh you down. Get started with our favorite home loan folks at Stockton Mortgage. Just go to Stockton.com. That's Stockton.com, NMLS 8259, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, equal housing lender.
As the snow flies.
This segment of Stockton Mortgage's Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt is presented by KentuckyTourism.com.
And welcome back to Sports Talk with Mike Pratt and Dan Issel on ESPN Louisville. This segment is brought to you by KentuckyTourism.com. When you're ready to explore the outdoors, there's no better place than the Bluegrass State. Hike forest trails, paddle through clear waters, enjoy a horseback ride, or simply soak up the sights and sounds of nature. Looking for more thrills? Hop on a mountain bike, race through rapids, venture deep underground, or zip through the treetops. This is Kentucky. Come see for yourself. Plan your getaway today at KentuckyTourism.com.
Well, I hate to be critical, and I know you like to make fun of me, but you forgot the Bourbon Trail, man. I got to tell you over and over again, no, Bourbon right. Trail, Bourbon Trail.
You're right.
You were even promoting the Bourbon Trail a couple days ago.
Yeah, I happened to see or read someplace that, and the entire bourbon industry amazes me. Buffalo Trace, which is in Frankfort, and I think they have 21 different brands, all the way from Pappy Van Winkle, which you can't buy no matter how much money you have.
Pappy used to live down the street from me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So all the way down to, you know, the kind of bourbon that you drink out of a brown paper bag. I mean, they've got the entire scale. But they were nice enough to do a barrel pick for NBA to Lou, and we were able to raise some money for our efforts. But listen to this statistic. They are building, Buffalo Trace, this is one distillery, they're building a 60,000-barrel warehouse. 60,000-barrel warehouse every 3 months.
You're kidding me.
Every 3 months.
A new one every 3 months?
Every 3 months. I mean, it's just amazing. And then what I mentioned to you last week was I read where Woodford Reserve is doubling their distillery capacity. So there'll be twice as much Woodford Reserve as there is right now. So it is that industry just amazes me.
Well, I before we know what Wednesday is, it's.
Do you drink bourbon?
No, I don't. I've got two bottles of Woodford Reserve, maybe three that were given to me, or I bought the one at the V Foundation.
You bought one? No, you didn't buy. No, you won it. You bought a couple of raffle tickets. You didn't go for a whole bottle of Woodford Reserve.
Well, it cost me $40 to win a $35 bottle of bourbon. So don't give me that crap. I bought it in another way. But my brother sent me one for my birthday or something. It was that limited edition one with the Kentucky Derby, the horses and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got that one. And I got another one, too. And but I think family has imbibed on one of them.
Yeah.
And so, but.
Neither Sherry or I drink bourbon.
Yeah, I've got family that does, so on my wife's side. They like that bourbon.
Do you drink any hard liquor?
If I'm going to, I enjoy a scotch.
A scotch?
Yeah. But that, anymore, just one of those is enough.
No, I don't drink any of it.
But outside of that, it's the red wine.
Yeah. That's good for you. Red wine's healthy.
Not when you drink a whole bottle. All right. We're going to have...
That's enough for KentuckyTourism.com.
We're going to have Christy Thomas, the analyst for the UK women's basketball team on the radio. And also,
and Christy also does the...
Co-host.
The pregame show, right?
Yep. Yeah. We're going to have her in. This is our basketball week with no football. So, but I do have a few... And now, I gave Process back his headset.
So now he can hear us.
Okay. And if he wants to take a wild guess at any of this stuff, please chime in.
No, he's good.
Oh, yeah, I know he is.
He smoked this segment last week.
We're going to start with a little history information. This is not a question and answer. And on October 20th, 1803, New Orleans, the port of New Orleans, changed hands from Spanish control to French. That alarmed the United States. So what did we do? We went out and bought it. It's called the Louisiana Purchase.
I remember that from grade school.
828 square miles of land west of the Mississippi.
Right.
You know how much they paid for it? This is interesting. For the territory, we paid at that time a cool $15 million.
Yep.
In today's dollars, $363 million.
Roughly 4 cents an acre, if that memory serves.
Yeah, well, that's a good breakdown.
Yeah.
It's a good breakdown. Yeah. I just thought that was...
Louisiana Purchase.
On this day.
On this day.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, here you go, boys.
$15 million for the state of Louisiana.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
What was the first weekly news magazine to be published in the United States of America? Here's your options, okay? National Geographic, Time, The New Yorker, The Atlantic. So you all take your pick.
Now say it again, the first weekly?
First weekly,
weekly
news magazine.
News magazine.
To be published in the United States of America.
Okay.
So you have your
What
choices.
Do you think, Bobby?
God, I don't know. I want to say Time, but I don't think that's right. I have no idea.
No, Time's not right. I'll go with the Atlantic.
Wrong. It is Time.
Really?
It is. Yeah, all right.
Good grief! You're on fire, Bobby.
All right, let me find one more here. I had identified one more for you boys. All right. What is the .com in the website address short for? .com at the end. Now, your choices are communications, common, commercial, or comfort.
Commercial.
Man, I wish I had Al Gore's number. He invented.
He invented the.
What a moron! He made like $500 million on climate change.
Yeah,
and bought a house on the beach.
Yeah, and he got a huge house in Memphis that just eats up his climate change money. Flies around in a private jet. That all makes sense to me.
You said commercial?
It's one of them, yes.
Is that what Bobby said?
That's what I said.
I'll say communication.
Well, Bobby's right again.
Man.
Commercial.
You're on fire.
All right.
On fire, process.
This is the last one. This is a bit tricky, boys. Which of the following...
They're obviously all tricky for me.
Which of the following is not a noble gas?
A noble gas?
Yep.
What in the heck's a noble gas?
Unlike the periodic table.
Oh, okay.
Scratch that one. That horse scratched. Here's your choices. Hydrogen, helium.
I would say you after a plate of beans. That's not a noble gas.
That's true. So you have hydrogen, helium, neon, and krypton.
Krypton.
You like krypton?
Yeah.
I also like that.
Okay, let's see, boys. This is it. This is you struck out. Bases loaded, you struck out. Hydrogen.
Hydrogen?
Okay. Hydrogen.
They're all lined up on the periodic table. I just couldn't remember which one wasn't.
How is
hydrogen not on the periodic table?
No, it's on the periodic table, but like the noble gases are all like in a straight line on one another.
What does noble gas mean?
I don't know. It's been a long time, and I only got a C in chemistry, so I can only tell you so much.
I think I aced chemistry in high school, but I forget every bit of what I aced.
Yeah, no.
You had to take at least one course of chemistry back
to get out of high school.
Yeah, maybe two, but you know it was not one of my favorite.
I took 2 years of Latin. 2 years of Latin. I don't know. Maybe I was thinking something in the medical field, or something, but I took 2 years of Latin.
You wanted to be a writer.
And here's what I remember from 2 years of high school Latin. Mica mica parvus stela, mira quinine sistam bella, splendane seminus in a low elbow will at gemma clailo. You know what that is?
Have no idea.
Bobby, you know what that is?
I have no idea.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. That's what I remember.
It's a neat party trick.
Oh, man.
That's what I remember from 2 years of Latin.
Wow. I want to tell you. I didn't take one course of language in high school. I took biology and chemistry, and I took 3 years of math, but I never took a language course in high school. And they had them at my high school. I mean, all the smart guys and gals took them, but I tried to avoid that.
I wish
I could always say twinkle, twinkle, little star without going to class.
You didn't have to go to Latin to learn it.
I had to take 5 years of Spanish in school.
Did you?
I took two in high school and three in college. Couldn't tell you a damn thing. That's how you know I'm a little bit charming, because I was able to talk to the teacher into giving me an A.
See, now, that Dan Issel, is why I didn't take a language in high school. Right there. Bobby spent a lot of time.
I wish I could speak Spanish. I really wish I could. That if I could, I mean, I don't know why you would take Latin or any other language, quite frankly.
Back in the day, Latin was what they were promoting in high schools and colleges. Latin was, you know, I mean, that was, I had a lot of friends that took it.
I don't know why, but I wish I could speak Spanish.
Well, because we weren't, back in the day, we weren't deriving so much from Mexico. A lot of our history and everything else that we revolved around in that regard was from the Greeks and the Romans, people right. like that. Yeah. So that's yeah. why. And then that's fallen off. And now everybody wants to take Spanish, right, Bobby?
Yeah, no, Spanish was Spanish and then French and then everything else. I wish I would have taken French. It's a nicer language. It sounds better.
You know, 25 years ago, Japan was on a roll, right? Everybody was writing books about, it might not have been 25, it might have been 30, I can't remember. Late 80s and 90s, okay?
Yeah, Japan was buying everything. Japan
and
bought,
selling everything.
It bought, Japan bought the state of Hawaii, basically. Every big building in Hawaii was owned by Japanese interests.
And their management style and the way they dealt with their workers and how happy the workers were, everything was put in books and articles. That's all you could read. And then they hit the wall, okay?
Yeah.
And, but I always thought it would be interesting to be able to do something in Japanese.
To speak Japanese?
Yep. Yeah.
I'd rather speak Spanish. I can barely speak English, so I guess that ship
same.
That ship has sailed. So.
Well, one of the texters has said that he went 4 years of high school Latin, and he doesn't remember.
He can't say "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star."
Nope. Yeah. What can you say in Spanish?
I still say a lot. I can do broken, very basic Spanish, like. God, Balancesta, I think, is trash. That's Basura. Basura is trash. I can tell you, like, you know, when you talk, so we say, like, the pretty girl. In Spanish, it's girl pretty, so it's La Chica Bonita. I can speak a little bit of Spanish. It's very broken, and if you tried to talk to me in Spanish, I couldn't do it, but I can still throw a couple of phrases at you.
Could you understand if somebody spoke English to you? Could you pick up enough to understand what they were saying?
Roughly, I would have to. I was better at. So when you do a language, obviously, you know, you have people that are better at hearing it, better at speaking it, better at reading it. I was always better at reading it because I would know a handful of the words and I would be able to put them together in my mind in English and go, "Oh, this is what you're saying."
I got you.
So. Well, I used to have friends.
Well, you don't have any.
I'm sorry.
Not all my friends speak Spanish, but I did have a few at the time, and they may still be my friends, okay?
Okay.
But they spoke Spanish from days in high school and college, and we would go to eat at a Mexican place, and there was one in Charlotte that was really good. It was a dumpy place, but it was great, you know what I mean? And they had,
it was the best kind of places.
Yeah, they had, the women loved the margaritas, the beer was always cold. And the food was delicious, but this one friend of mine would always go in, and he would order in Spanish.
In Spanish?
And there were people that waited on us that understood what he said. Then there were other people who looked like they were of Mexican descent. Didn't have a clue. Didn't have a clue what he said.
My daughter Sheridan took French all through school. I mean, she started like in the fourth or fifth grade, took all through. And her senior year, she transferred to Woodford County from Denver, and she knew more French than the French teacher knew at Woodford County. And so she was really good. And she went to France. She and Sherry went to France, and it was the same thing. She could understand what people were saying to her, but when she spoke, nobody could understand what she was. I don't know if it was the wrong accent or if she was putting the accent on, you know, different syllables, but it
syllables,
good old syllables.
but it was the same thing. She could understand every word of it, but they couldn't understand a word she said.
By the way, Balancesta is basketball. I apologize. That's why I know what it is.
Okay,
we're gonna go play Balancesta.
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 Sesta. Sesta. All right. So I could use that on a broadcast. I could say,
there you go. Well,
they're playing Balancesta.
There you
yes.
go.
And, yeah. and some people would understand.
Maybe.
Shoot the Balancesta. Right? Shoot it. Pass the Balancesta. Listen in to the radio broadcast sometime
Friday
this
night,
year.
Right?
Well, I won't use it early. I won't play that card.
Oh, you're gonna hold that in
moment. Yes, I'm okay. Kind of like an offensive coordinator,
okay.
Dan.
All right, but you're not gonna show your whole bag of tricks on a blue white game.
I'm gonna hold the tight end drag till regular season.
Is that game at Rupp Arena?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they fill it up?
Yeah, they get. Well, they don't fill it up. They have good attendance. They have 15,000, 18,000 or so. Yeah.
For the blue-white game.
Yeah.
Wow.
And boy,
it's not on television.
Yeah, I think it's on the. It might be on the SEC network. I'm not sure.
Really,
but it's on radio with Tom and I. You can tune in HAS and other affiliates around the state. So, boy, it's a hard game to do. What are you going to say? This guy can't keep Wheeler out of the paint. You know, the other guy, he's not rebounding or whatever it is. It's not like you have an opponent.
You're never very critical.
I try not to be, but, you know, you have an opponent you can't talk about when you play somebody, whether it's Miles College or whoever.
By the way, a texter said Miles College is a Christian school in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. So the connection there must be either Dwayne Peavy, who's from the greater Birmingham area, or Cal's got a friend down there. Okay.
So that's how they – now, do they get paid for coming up and doing the –
not as much as the regular game. Yeah, they get paid.
But they get paid for doing that?
In Miles College, if you gave them $25,000, that's huge, man.
That'd be a big day.
Yeah, they'll take a bus trip up and play, and, you know, that's kind of what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll decide how much we want to pay the blue team for playing Friday night. The white team's the home team, so the blue team is the visitors. What's their guarantee? That's the question. What is their guarantee? Is it as much as Miles or more than Kentucky Wesleyan?
It's probably not as much as yours.
Oh, maybe not. You know, I might get some mileage out of it, too. Oh, Lordy. I'll tell you what. It's just about that time in basketball. You got all the media days. And don't we have some time to do a couple clips from back, or do you want to save those for the second?
No, let's go ahead and do them. But Bobby, explain what he's
I'd say wait, because we got enough commercials to take us right over the top. I'd say put them off.
Then we have Christy Thomas of the JMI's Kentucky
Sports
Network.
We'll do it in the second half hour of the second hour.
Yeah, boy, you got that down pat. You've been hanging around here a while.
I've been listening to you. No, it's your turn.
It is?
Yeah. Oh. You got to do a Kentucky Tourism.
Well, I got it right here, baby.
This segment has been brought to you by KentuckyTourism.com, and I know they have been thrilled to death to present this.
I hope they have. They got in on the cheap. I hope they have.
Yeah. But you talk about talking Spanish and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I'm sure they couldn't be happier.
Well, they couldn't be happier with a day like today or through the weekend.
They've got that. That's for sure.
So if you're looking for thrills this weekend, there's no Kentucky football. Now the Cardinals play, but there's no Kentucky football. Hop on a mountain bike, race through whitewater rapids, or zip through the treetops. This is Kentucky. Come see for yourself. Plan your getaway today at KentuckyTourism.com. Also, check out Dan Issel's favorite road trip, the Bourbon Trail here in Kentucky.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at UPSJobsKY.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.